Now, the World Bank focuses on the developing world, and one huge factor in many developing economies is the financial and human cost of AIDS. Drug manufacturers are being pressured again to reduce the price of anti-AIDS drugs, and the pressure this time is coming from middle-income countries like Thailand and Brazil. They are invoking international agreements that allow countries to purchase generic copies of brand-name drugs in a healthcare emergency. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Brazil has always offered treatment to anyone with AIDS, and Thailand is making more of an effort to do so. Both say that's getting harder to do because AIDS drugs cost too much. Thailand's health minister, Dr. Mongol Na Sangla, says it's a life or death issue.
Some very high price medicine that's not access for our people. We have to let our people die without any treatment.
Both countries are dusting off tactics that were used to get medicine for people in the poorest countries, force the prices down by seeking generic copies of patented drugs. Brazil's ambassador to the U.S., Antonio Patriotto, says if they don't, they can't keep treating everybody for free.
There are about 200,000 that benefit from this program of free access to medicine. So the objective here is to keep the program going and ensure its sustainability over the coming years.
But the longer a program goes on, the more treatment is likely to fail, the greater the need for new drugs, which cost more.
And it's going to get worse.
That's Bill Tozen, the head of the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers Association. He says companies won't produce new drugs if countries don't honor patents.
This disease continues to shift. And if my companies are not incentivized to continue to spend $1 billion per new drug to keep those new drugs coming, then this epidemic is going to get worse.
Both Brazil and Thailand have tried to negotiate lower prices from the manufacturers. When that fails, countries have a recourse under international trade laws. Faced with a health emergency, they have a right to produce or buy generic drugs. That's what Thailand has now threatened to do with the AIDS drug Keytruda, which is particularly favored by developing countries because it doesn't have to be refrigerated. Talks between Thailand and Keytruda maker Abbott Laboratories broke down last week. But when Thailand threatened to circumvent Merck's patent on one of its most effective first-line AIDS drugs, efavirenz, Merck gave Thailand a 70% discount late last year. Brazil also wanted the discount, but Jeffrey Sturcio, Merck's vice president for corporate responsibility, says Thailand and Brazil may be both middle-income countries, but there are differences.
The reason that Brazil pays more than Thailand does has to do with our pricing policy, in which we reserve the lowest prices for those countries that are poorest and hardest hit by HIV.
Ironically, Brazil may be paying more for AIDS medicines because it's been effective in keeping rates of HIV infection relatively low. And Sturcio argues that it has the 12th largest economy in the world. Brazil's ambassador, Patriota, doesn't agree with either point.
We are in the same category as Thailand in terms of a internationally recognized human development index. The number of patients in Brazil is similar to the one in Thailand.
But Merck was willing to cut Brazil's prices by only 30%, not enough to keep Brazil from buying generics. Pharma's Tozen concluded that both countries are motivated more by economics than health.
We're talking about a developing country like Brazil, a developing country like Thailand, that has a huge economy growing like popcorn. To say that they're going to steal patents because they don't like the effect on their healthcare budget, and that Americans have to put up all the costs for research and development. Now, if that's what this is all about, yeah, we're in for a fight.
Merck and Brazil are still talking. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.